How many things in your life you really don't want to do? Well, this is a photography / philosophy kind of channel. And of course, I'm not here obliged to talk just about photography, but this rule applies in everything in life. There's so many things you love doing, but there's so many things within that you don't want to do. Just to give you an example, you love cooking, but do you like washing after cooking? For example, you love photography, but do you like going through hours editing or going through the thousand of images to find the best one and then editing? Because I hate it. Same goes for the, I love my house, but it's tiring every single week to clean it. Why doesn't it just clean itself so that I can just have a good time for myself and my family, right? So I had an idea and I was watching a lot of videos, especially one of the videos from Joe Rogan. And, you know, he gave such a good idea about, you know, make a list of things that you really don't want to do in your life. And it kind of makes your head clear, because so many things, we actually don't know what we don't want, really. Sometimes we just make a decision spontaneously. And what happens that it actually impacts and clouds your judgment. What I mean by that, let's say, for example, my wife said before coming to this place that I'm living on an island in Indian Ocean, said, let's go and live there. And immediately, because I don't know if I want or don't know if I don't want, etc., the first thing came to my mind, it's negative. Because I don't know, so I had a fear. And fear brought to negativity, saying that, what if I don't have this? What if I don't have that? Nothing was clear. So it's important to have things clear, especially the things that you don't want to do. At least you know for sure that either you're never going to do it in your life, or you have to find a way around it to make it happen. But at least it's guaranteed that you know your limitation. And that's a good power. It's never a good thing, a special thing about knowing your good part of it. Because to me, everybody has a special quality. But you can be stronger than anybody else in the planet if you know your limitation clearly. So that when you make a decision, you will always be ahead of anybody else because you know what not to do. So either you're going to find a way around it, or you're just not going to do that at all to avoid any type of problem. For example, I'm going to give you a list of things that I don't want to do. Just to give you an idea, which is waking up early in the morning to work out. Oh boy, why we just don't stay fit without working out? And why do we have to wake up early in the morning to do all this kind of crap? Seriously, who does that? I do. But there's an old saying, you know, the farmers in the village, because I grew up born and grew up in a very poor country, which is the best gift of my life. There, the farmers wake up at least before sunrise, essentially. So imagine sun before sunrise in the winter morning. Unimaginable. That's it. And every day for the rest of your life, that's something. So do you think that their life is miserable? I mean, they have poverty. And don't mix poverty with misery. Misery is one thing. Rich people can be miserable. And those farmers can be the happiest people in the planet. And they are, I believe. Especially, except the fact that economic problem, that's one thing. But globally, they are actually much better than some of the richest people on earth, some of the most famous people on earth. So how can you achieve that? You do that repeatedly. Meaning, imagine that, you know, every single day of your life when you get up early in the morning, because you have to get up early in the morning sometime of the day, and it becomes your second nature. You just even don't pay attention. How many things in your life that you just don't pay attention to, but you do it anyway? Remember that. Just think about it. When did you first started? Was it very nice? Did you feel good about it? Most likely, no. But now you just don't think about it because it became your second nature. You're constantly just doing it, and eventually it just became your second nature. So if I continue to wake up early in the morning to do workout every single day, 1 year, 2 years later, it's just going to be second nature and normal thing to do. And get it. For me, another example, which is getting important things done before going to work. You know how many times thinking about going to work is already tiring. I'm already feeling tired. Like, oh. So on top of that, I have to do important things before going to work. Screw that. But think about it. If you get important things done, such as preparation for your cooking when you get home, doing your laundry before you're going home or going to work. You know, if you prepare your preparation for cooking, I think I mixed up some word, but you got the idea. So if you prepare your ingredients for cooking after coming back home, you have less work to do. All you have to do is just turn on the light, the fire, and then just cook. And just maybe a little bit of washing. But half of the job is done before going to work. Same thing about laundry. If you put your things in the laundry before going to work, by the time you get back home, all you have to do is just put on in the on the wall or something to make them dry. Unless you have a machine that does it automatically for you. Or at least if you don't have an automatic machine, you put them soaked in the water. At least you come back home, you just have to quickly wash them before you put them somewhere to dry. You know, cooking healthy every day is another worst thing I want to do because I love pizza, I love burger. But you have to cook healthy to be healthy. But if you do it every single day or regular basis, you have to have a balance a little bit. You need to have a little bit of fun. But if you do it regularly, and if you just once a week make a plan for like next 5 days, I'm going to eat that, not only you're going to eat healthy, you exactly know how much money you're going to spend for that week. And that will help you financially because you will be in control of your finance. You're just randomly not going to spend money in the middle of the week because you wanted something, because you exactly know what to do before. So yeah, make a list of what you don't want to do in your life. Think about positive things in it and make a plan. Or not, but at least do know your limitation so that at least when you make a decision for your life or for somebody else, you know what kind of trouble or good things you're getting into. All right, look after yourself.